San Diego's supervisors approve no-confidence vote against Nathan Fletcher. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors approved a vote of no-confidence in fellow supervisor Nathan Fletcher April 11, after he admitted to cheating on his wife and said he would check into a treatment facility for alcohol abuse, trauma, and post-traumatic stress. Although the board has no power to forcefully remove Fletcher, the 4-0 vote demonstrates his colleagues do not support him as a leader in the county. By his own statements, Supervisor Fletcher has demonstrated he has not upheld the principles of integrity expected in his position as a member of the County Board of Supervisors, the supervisor's motion reads. Fletcher announced last month he would resign from his role at the end of his medical leave on May 15. Supervisor Jim Desmond called for Fletcher's immediate resignation earlier this week, saying he shouldn't be receiving a current salary of around $30,000 while he is on medical leave. The supervisors said they were eager to move on from this issue and get back to addressing concerns in the county. "We've got a lot of work to do here at the county," Desmond said at the April 11th meeting. "We've got a lot more other things to focus on, homelessness, mental health, and our crumbling infrastructure." This follows a lawsuit of Fletcher's alleged sexual harassment of Grecia Figueroa, a former county employee. While Fletcher admitted last month to cheating on his wife, he denied any instance of sexual assault or harassment. "The simple truth is that Ms. Figueroa pursued my client, their interactions were consensual, and Mr. Fletcher does not and never had authority over her employment," Fletcher's attorney said in a statement March 29. Fletcher's staff will continue to serve District 4 until his resignation. Additionally, county residents and leaders have recently increased pressure on Fletcher after documents obtained by Cusi News revealed the county spent almost $2 million on a personal security detail for him since September 2021. Fletcher was provided security after reportedly receiving death threats for his COVID-19 policies. The monthly charges for services provided by Pinkerton Consulting and Investigations Incorporated increased significantly in January 2022, from tens of thousands of dollars to over $100,000 after a fire was found in a trash can outside of Fletcher's City Heights home, according to Cusi. Also, Fletcher said in a direct message to Figueroa, "I could ditch security guys to go for late night walk but couldn't be gone long," according to Cusi.